You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Kalamazoo is celebrated for its handful of houses designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. They represent the architect's Usonian style, a pared-down version of his Grand Prairie-style architecture. At least one of Wright's most famous houses has needed major repairs. Local homeowners say their Wright houses are sound, but as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, the work they do need can run toward the unusual.
Frank Lloyd Wright liked mahogany, and on a bright day, it's easy to see why. The wood shimmers in sunlight with a yellow-orange glow. Wright used lots of mahogany on the Galesburg house he custom-designed for Curtis and Lillian Meyer in 1948. A few years ago, though, the wood on the house's outside would not have looked so nice.
There was a previous owner who had done some non-Wright additions. not physical additions, but improvements, in quotes.
Doug LeBrec bought the Meyer house in 2003. Those non-Wright additions included, to LeBrec's horror, brown paint on the exterior mahogany. It had to come off, but it didn't go easy.
It's been a number of years, just painstaking process to strip every bit, every single window, every bit of the fascia.
Fascia being the trim along the edge of the roof. LeBrec says at its core, this is not a fussy house. Many of the walls are built with concrete blocks, hard to mess up even if you try. But the woodwork takes a lot of, well, work, especially because many of this house's walls are curved. Carpenter Lucas Korth McDonnell has spent many hours on the Meyer House restoration. He says it's the first time he's worked on a curved house.
Yeah, it makes it just a little bit harder.
Concrete makes the house durable, but in some places it makes repairs difficult. Wright had pipes laid into the floor to radiate heat from below. LeBrec says over the years, the pipes broke down in places.
And so we tried desperately to find the leaks and repair the leaks. We jackhammered up three sections, and then we just decided that it was sort of a needle in a haystack. So we went ahead and I put in new radiant heating.
That's not to say every repair has been an ordeal. LeBrec explains what the repair crew is going to do with the doorknobs for the closets.
They were really worn on this side, and they were like brand new on the inside, so he's going to turn them all inside out.
In fixing up this house, LeBrec has had to make up for years of relative neglect. Things have gone better for one of Wright's houses on Taliesin Drive in the city of Kalamazoo.
Don't mind Fred.
Peter Copeland and his wife Janet own the house Wright designed for Eric and Anne Brown, completed in 1951. No curvy walls on this one. The Brown house has a big rectangular common area with living quarters branching to one side.
We were lucky that when we bought this house, we were the third owners. The Browns lived here 50 years.
Copeland says one part that has needed work over the years is the roof. The first was made of cedar. It took just a few winters to rot. The stone pebble roof that replaced it lasted much longer, but after a few decades it needed work too. Copeland says the problems came from some rather exaggerated cantilevering, an approach Wright was fond of where a piece of a building sticks out like a diving board over a pool.
For example, looking out the window, you see there's no support on that whole corner of the roof over the carport. And so over time that began to sag. And so in 2010, the previous owners put on a whole new roof that was reinforced with steel.
Copeland says one Wright design that did not last was a shower stall with wooden walls.
Wright's plan was that when you finished your shower, you wiped it down. What a nuisance. So at some point along the way, I don't know if it was Eric Brown or the previous owners, but they tiled it, which makes more sense.
But Copeland says he agrees with Doug LeBrec. Overall, these houses are solid. In Galesburg at Doug LeBrec's house, carpenter Lucas Korth McDonnell works a piece of mahogany.
They've got this little bevel on the edge that was cut originally with a hand plane, so we're cutting them all with the hand plane to kind of replicate the look of it.
LeBrec says with this attention to detail, the house is on its way to looking, once again, all right. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.